Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
All right, we have some great ticket text I do want to read. And then the question is, Gold Jacket, from this draft, who is it? 248-539-9797. John, let me read some of the text first. Or you want to give a name?
No, go ahead and read some of the text.
Okay, because people are...
A little suspense here. I want to hear yours as well. I think you're probably going to go with the easy answer.
I am going to go with the easy answer. Sorry to disappoint.
No.
The most high-maintenance part of Heather is that she doesn't think she's high-maintenance.
That's a good point.
If pictures with the Easter Bunny were available on Facebook Marketplace, Heather would get them. Tom and
yeah,
Flat Rock.
You think we're marked 50% off?
Uh-huh.
Heck yeah!
Of course she would.
Are they available?
Costa is more high maintenance than 70% of women. Could you even imagine having to hear him complain every night about the Red Wings and how Riley Green is not in center field?
Yeah. And then go out and change the litter box. Can we get somebody else to do this? Can we put another level on the catio?
That's the advice for the guy. Get a catio for your backyard. You got a blank space? There you go. I missed that.
He wants to make the space usable.
All right,
for
John.
For humans.
First text we got was Abdul Carter. Was that your guy?
No, it's not my guy. I mean, I'm not going to argue that one. That is, I think, what most people would say. If you put it as most likely, I think he's the one that goes into this draft as the most NFL ready to go in there and succeed. So
it wasn't my guy either.
Oh, it's not. Okay, I think your guy's going to be on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, my guy's Travis Hunter.
Okay.
I got a shot that he's a Hall of Famer as a D-back or as a wide receiver, or the uniqueness of what he's doing could get him in even if he's not a Hall of Famer at either position.
Just because he plays on both sides makes him a Hall of Famer?
Well, he won the Heisman Trophy while not winning the Biletnikoff or the Thorpe. He wasn't considered the best corner or the best receiver, yet the combination of what he brings to his football team was so significant that he was deemed the most outstanding player in college football. If he's that guy in the NFL, he's a Hall of Famer. And he is such a fluid athlete. Like, he has the traits that translate.
Right. Yeah, I'm not saying...
I'm not going out on a limb saying the guy who's going number two overall.
The risk is that he never masters either one. And I don't think you get into the Hall of Fame just because you're doing something different.
If you play twice the snaps of everybody else and are a damn good, not great, but damn good football player, I think that uniqueness would get him in. You don't think so?
I don't know. I really don't know. If he's never...
An all-pro?
Well, okay. If he's never top four or five at his position.
So that's Pro Bowl, right? So if he's like a Pro Bowl player for a bunch of seasons at multiple positions, that's a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, but you're starting to put him in the top two. in regards to what you're talking about. I'm talking about
Pro Bowler
top five.
Would be top four or five at your position, right?
No.
I would say if he's a Pro Bowl corner and he outperforms what Deion and Woodson did at receiver, he'll get in.
Okay, yes. If he outperforms, you know, Hall of Famers, then well, yeah, no, he's no, a Hall of Famer.
I said at receiver. You guys missed that. They didn't do that much when it boiled down to it. He's on the field far more of an everyday player, and contributes as a number two, let's say. Let's say he's J-Mo on offense.
Well, that's 1,000 yards last season. That's
1,000 yards in 17 games. We got to start, you know, cutting that out a little bit. That's not a big accomplishment. 1,000 yards is not – you're averaging 60-some –
as under a number 60. Two?
Wait, as your second position?
All right. I'm just saying – look, the words are getting torn apart here. Simply saying, geez, if the receivers, if he's a number two receiver.
It's fun, isn't it, Jim?
In a Pro Bowl corner.
I get what you're
Nobody's
saying.
Nobody's done that.
Yes, right. It's the
I'm supporting your argument.
I know
and
you
then
are.
Said you want to pick me apart.
I got to give everybody
how's your
a
Red Wings
time.
Doing?
They're still playing hockey, unfortunately.
Wow, a little sensitive
just
today.
Digs. Okay, well, you haven't answered this, John. Who's your guy?
Guy that I keep talking about, it's Tet McMillan. I think this guy is going to be a special wide receiver. And part of it is his height and his – I know he doesn't have blazing speed, but he's going to be a guy that's going to make a lot of plays just because he can out-jump, out-reach. His catch radius is unbelievable. And what makes it even more unbelievable is he doesn't need both hands. He's a guy that has just tremendous ability to haul in a football from a lot of different angles and a lot of different positions. He's got great body control when he's in the air. I like the way that he gets off the line of scrimmage. So I think he's going to have a lot of opportunity for big plays, big moments. And I think he's a guy that's going to be a regular in the Pro Bowl and probably not year one or two, but I see, you know, all pro potential in this kid.
There was a video of him speaking off the cuff saying he doesn't really care to watch film. Is that a concern to you if you're projecting someone to the NFL?
Welcome to the wide receiver room. There's not a lot of wide receivers in the NFL that like watching film. Quite honestly, there's not a lot of football players that like watching film. It's those, I mean, the ones that like watching film end up becoming coaches. Mm-hmm. But a lot of guys will force themselves to watch film because they know it's part of the job description. It's what separates them from other players. But I think the wide receiver room is probably one of the rooms that you could say is the least film watching of a football team.
It's interesting. I never thought of it that way. But some room has to be the room that watches the least amount of film, and it would make sense that it's a wide receiver.
Yeah. When it's really tough, it's when it's your quarterback. So hopefully he doesn't go to Arizona.
So that's an interesting selection because I think it's going to be one of the harder positions to make the Hall of Fame going forward because the stats are just through the roof.
And there's
the game's
backlog.
Changed. Yeah. And comparing eras is extremely difficult because of the way the game's changed.
And that's why sometimes it's where you're drafted and who your quarterback is. So if he goes to that's why I say don't go to Arizona. You know, I mean, he would be an unbelievable pair with Marvin Harrison Jr.
So I'm going to give you a chance to do a redo based on where a USA Today mock puts him.
Oh, where's he going?
The Bears.
How much does landing spot matter for him specifically? Because you can't throw yourself the ball.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, it matters in almost all of these cases. It matters because of the offense that you're going to be in, the quarterback you're going to have.
I think it probably matters.
I think that might be a great landing spot for him.
Interesting.
Well, Caleb, if you buy into Caleb, Caleb's going to have a borderline Hall of Fame career, you know.
Right.
Ben Johnson, though, you know.
If he goes to the Bears, I know everybody loves, and I love Romo Dunze, but I think Tet McMillan is your one, and Romo Dunze becomes your two.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Even though Romo's drafted higher year prior.
We don't know
actually,
when he's going to be drafted.
Depends.
I mean, if he's drafted at 10,
sure.
I mean, but you're talking about like, you know, one or two spots.
Yeah.
So mine is going to be made fun of because people are going to say Blue Wall and Michigan, blah, blah. But I think it's a guy that's just been completely dismissed through this process. And I think he's got the best odds to be a Hall of Famer. And I think it's Will Johnson. I think he's a shutdown number one cornerback. I do.
It's not where I thought he was going to go when he said Michigan.
I think he's a better cornerback than Travis Hunter. And Travis Hunter's above him because of the two-way. I think you're getting a lock with this guy. And I think the only flag might be injuries. But
yeah,
I think he played the system last year just like Nick Bosa, except he played a little longer. And Michigan didn't want to own having a guy that's sitting out, quote. So they kind of massaged the whole story. He could have played against Ohio State if they needed him.
Well,
I think this guy's a lock. He was in the top five before the season. He had multiple pick sixes this year. And when he went up against Harrison, and I watched it in person, I thought this guy is absolutely legit.
See, I thought you were going to say Mason Graham. Could be a top five pick, just a solid, steady, quality football player. Don't overthink it.
Yeah, I just don't know he'll have the numbers.
Right. Interior D lineman. If he doesn't put up sacks, will he just kind of get thrown in a category of very good?
Yeah. I want to go back to Will Johnson. Sure, he has that potential. The problem is going to be, will he be durable enough to play enough games every season to develop that reputation? You need a reputation, and the reputation can't be, he's always hurt.
I do think some of that's a narrative, though, based on how he handled it. And you never got a lot of info on it.
Well, you're never going to get you never get any info on these guys. The difference between him and Nick Bosa was, didn't Nick Bosa actually withdraw from school?
Yeah, it was earlier. Yeah.
But Will Johnson never withdrew from school. I think Ohio State would have protected Nick Bosa had he quote unquote remained with the team. They would have said, it's 10 or 12 weeks. We don't know if he'll be back. They would have played the game just like Michigan did with Will. And I'm not saying they did, but they were able to protect that narrative, whereas Nick Bosa just said, you know what? I don't need it anymore. I'm going to go get ready for the draft.
Well, that's the two reputations of the two schools, though. Michigan doesn't want to be known as a place that has guys that protect their professional career.
What I'm trying to say is Ohio State would have done the same thing as Michigan did.
This is a personal matter. I think that both guys did the same thing. Will Johnson protected his professional career this year. He wasn't draft eligible. He had to get through the season of eligibility, and once they had nothing to play for, he stopped playing.
It's some rapid fire.
One possibility.
Rapid fire ticket texture. Because we got to get to news. We got the two Grand Slam. Mason Graham, the most sure thing on the ticket text. Someone says that's my choice. Surefire. Will Campbell on offense. Abdul Carter on defense. John, do you see it with Will Campbell, fellow offensive lineman?
I see a really good offensive lineman, a guy who played for a long time, but I don't necessarily see a Hall of Famer.
Call me crazy, but Jack Sawyer will have a gold jacket. Guy has the motor you see in high-level players.
He's got the motor, but I don't think he doesn't have the same skill or technique as a Hutch.
And this one says, whoever the Lions draft.
There you go.
We'll be the gold jacket guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll get to Heather.
Praise Abel. I'm gonna pound that desk.
John, I'm not gonna be mad if that's the pick.
Yeah.
That'd make a lot of sense for this team. Two Grand Slam. We got the Pistons disrespect. It just keeps coming. It's 97-1.
Hey, a personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. Injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femininio. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell them to call David Femininio at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Before the two Grand Slam, Heather with the news.
Yeah, there was a scary scene that took place between the Twins and the Mets during the game. I don't know if you were watching or heard about this,
yeah,
but the first base umpire was drilled in the head by a line drive. Yikes, was forced to leave the game. I mean, that could be deadly. I mean,
sure.
I mean, it's... Whew.
There was another guy that was hit in the head with a fastball yesterday. I can't remember who he played for. Oh, yeah. And then he was on the ground and blood pouring out. Yeah.
Yeah, this happened right at the top of the seventh inning. Like as soon as it happened, like the first base coach was waving over the trainers to come on over. It sounds like he was able to get up onto his feet. He did have to leave with some help of the Twins training staff. So he did, you know, have assistance. And I'm not sure what, if any injuries he sustained, but the Mets manager said it sounded like he was going to be just fine, but still scary to witness, scary situation for sure, without a doubt.
Woke up with a hell of a headache.
Yeah, he did. This is a tragic story. Westland police say a man shot and killed himself while he was on the phone with 911 after killing his girlfriend on Tuesday.
Oh, no.
So he called the police to let them know what he had already done. And according to police, this man, a 52-year-old man, called 911, said he had shot his girlfriend and that he was going to shoot himself. Police rushed to the scene, right? Not sure what was going to be happening. Was he still alive in this home? What had he already taken his own life? They did force their way into their home and unfortunately found both of them deceased. Neighbors are kind of speaking up, describing the couple as quiet, kind of keeping to themselves. An investigation is ongoing. Marcella Chidester, she's the woman responsible for that Swan Boat Club crash.
Yep.
Well, she's going to have a new lawyer standing by her side when she appears in court for her sentencing next month. Her previous lawyer, who handled the entire case from the beginning, found out that he was being replaced when he went to the Monroe County Jail for a pre-sentencing investigation and was told, actually, sir, you're no longer welcome here. You're not on the list. She has retained somebody else. And he says that that's highly unusual, that normally a new attorney wouldn't take over until an appeal happens. But she's already gotten a new one, apparently. So we'll see what happens. It sounds like his plan was to appeal. So I'm guessing this new attorney is also going to appeal. She's going to be sentenced next month. Former Detroit Lions wide receiver Nate Burleson has teamed up with this distillery in Ferndale to create a new spirit, a new vodka. It's called Lion Blood Orange Vodka.
Cool.
Yeah. It's an all-natural vodka. It's crafted with zero additives, no corn syrup, and real Michigan beet sugar. Oh, apparently, it brings a citrus twist.
Lion's blood.
No real lion's blood.
Even a drop of lion's blood?
Yeah.
Just a little drop.
That's what they should say. Like a teeny tiny bit.
It's like a worm in the bottom of the tequila.
Apparently, it's elegant, smooth. Who knows? So anyway, kind of cool, I guess.
It's cool.
In a statement, he said, "A lion sleeps in the heart of all of us. We hunt for what we want in this world. So the time is now. Remember to savor every sip and conquer your jungle." Rawr. He did that at the end too.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, he didn't, but I think he should have with the hand movement. Yes. After nearly a decade, the McDonald's snack wrap is making a comeback. The chain teased the return date on X, but they didn't tell us exactly when it was going to return. They revealed the day and the year, but not the month. So the 14th of some month of this year, it will return. I didn't realize it was like this cult classic type. Because I've never had one, but it's this tortilla filled with chicken, lettuce, cheese, sauce. It arrived first at McDonald's in 2006, kind of became very popular. They introduced a beef version, and then the beef version disappeared in 2013, and then they were almost mostly gone by 2016, and so here we are.
Oh, they have a huge following.
I see that. Yeah. They're coming back, so get ready. Have you guys ever gotten into a fight on the golf course?
No.
Not a physical altercation, no.
No. Well, a night out on the golf course ended up looking more like an MMA fight for a pair of Canadians on Monday. Out hitting the links, right? And apparently two
Canadians.
Groups. Yeah, I know.
They're friendly, I thought.
Yeah. Sorry, they didn't say it.
Sorry.
Apparently the two groups got in some sort of altercation over the pace of play. And then things turned violent. And of course, it was all captured on camera. So you got to check out this fight. One group, I guess, was upset that the other was being too impatient. They started chatting and then fists were flying. One of the guys walked away bloody. Like it was a big fight. The golf course is aware of it. The police were called to the scene. They're still evaluating any potential punishment for those involved.
Hmm. It all could have been solved if you just said sorry.
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 Didn't mean to.
Yes. It's a boot time.
There you go.
It's Heather with the news. Let's give away some money.
This is going to be a good one. I have a feeling. The rules of the game, we all know. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. And if there's time, our contestant can pass and get back to it. But we've learned that if you pass too many times, you're not going to get back to all of them. So got to play wisely. Who do we got, Jim?
Our contestant this fine morning is John and Troy. John. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you laughing about, Heather?
I said, John.
We're excited for you, John.
It's all right. I'm excited to be here. I hope you've made it to Bronner's. I think the last time we played, that was your thing, going to Bronner's.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't think he's made it there yet.
John, how do you spell your name?
J-O-H-N.
Okay.
The right way.
Just want to clarify.
The proper way, yep.
Yeah, the proper way, yes.
All right, John, you know the rules. Your time starts as soon as I start reading the first question. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Who do the Red Wings play tonight?
Maple Leafs.
This rapper had the 2024 hit Not Like Us.
Pass.
Who was the manager of the Detroit Tigers from 2018 to 2020?
Alan Trammell.
Jahmyr Gibbs will wear this jersey number next season.
Zero.
Ypsilanti is located in this Michigan county.
Livingston.
Who won the Heisman Trophy last season?
Travis Hunter.
Who voices Buzz Lightyear in the Toy Story movies?
Tim Allen.
This team currently has the most wins in Major League Baseball.
San Diego Padres.
Who is the current head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Pass.
What is the capital of Ukraine?
Minsk.
This rapper had the 2024 hit Not Like Us.
Nas X.
What is the current...
I got five.
Five.
Yep, $125 bucks.
Not bad.
Yeah, you beat Tuesday. Yep.
All right.
Oh, you sound disappointed.
You sound so bummed.
Yeah, you won.
$125 bucks.
Yeah, no, it's a lot harder when you're on it, though.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that clock keeps ticking.
We'll put you on hold. We'll get you paid. You should be happy. $125 bucks. It's a pretty good showing here.
Yep. Thanks, J-O-H-N.
Let's go through it. The Red Wings play the Maple Leafs tonight. He got it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I didn't think anybody would get that.
All kind of checked out in the season. They are still playing. The rapper that had the 2024 hit Not Like Us, he did eventually guess.
I'm glad he guessed.
But it's Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. He performed the Super Bowl halftime show. The manager of the Tigers from 2018 to 2020, the often forgotten.
Yes, the forgotten man, Ron Gardenhire.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs will wear zero. He got that right. Ypsilanti is in which county?
Washtenaw. Come on, Livingston? Really?
Who won the Heisman Trophy last year?
Travis Hunter. Got that one.
Tim Allen is the voice of Buzz Lightyear. Yep. The team that currently has the most wins in baseball. He took a second, but he got it.
Yep. San Diego Padres.
The current coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Duval.
Yeah, Liam Cohen. I knew the Duval, but yeah, I wouldn't have got the Liam Cohen.
And then Tom went geopolitical with the 10th question. What is the capital of Ukraine?
He said Minsk.
Is that a city in Ukraine?
I don't know if it's a city. I don't know if it's in Ukraine.
We were looking for Kiev.
Kiev.
However you say it. All right, there's your two Grand Slam. Next chance to win, next Tuesday, chance to win as many as $2,000 with us.
Coming up, Minsk is a capital.
Oh, of which country?
Belarus.
Oh, okay.
So respectable guess.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
How close is it to Ukraine?
No idea.
But at least he guessed, guys. Like,
Oh, I'm not beating him up for it.
Uh-huh.
You know.
I had some guesses that were nowhere close. They're actually not cities either.
We got a lot to do still on the show today. We moved Dear John around because at 9 o'clock, we'll be carrying Brad Holmes' press conference live a week from the NFL draft. So 9:02, be listening for that. Coming up next, the Pistons. The disrespect card. Hits keep coming. Do you embrace it? Do you resent it? And why does it keep happening? It's 97.1.
I keep warning you that the grass is going to grow. It eventually will. We're going to have some beautiful weather. We're going to have some rain this weekend. And again, rain, sun, it's all going to start growing. You got to give Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service a call now. That number is 888-GET-GREEN. You can get more information on the web at naturalwaylawn.com. Purchase a full lawn program right now and you're going to get free grub control, but you got to mention my name along with 97.1 The Ticket. You got to give them a call because as that grass grows, so will crabgrass. And if you see it, it's too late to fix it. They can take care of that problem before you even have one. They're going to use fewer chemicals and environmentally sound practices. They're going to custom tailor a solution specifically for your yard and your home because they do offer pest control services. They've been doing it for over 3.5 decades right here in Southeast Michigan. So keep your money local and give them a call. Again, that number is 888-GET-GREEN. You can reach them on the web as well, naturalwaylawn.com. Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. Get green, stay green with Natural Way.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brewers win, Tigers back-to-back losses by a combined score of 10-1. Riley Green continues to stay in this funk. We'll talk about the Tigers coming up at 8:02. Came into the studio today and had a piece of paper left over from a previous show. Riley Green and a comparison to another player, a player you don't want to be compared to. John, we've got Pistons playoff action on the horizon, and we've been ramping up and getting ready to talk more and more about this series with the Knicks. Tomorrow, we're going to do our full preview and who wins, how many games, X factors, all that stuff. But I've noticed a tone around this basketball team that predates even this season, but continues even though they're winning. I started looking around to see what other people are saying about this series. ESPN had 10 writers. All of them picked the Knicks.
Even though the Pistons beat them repeatedly during the regular season.
3 of 4 times, including both games at Madison Square Garden. But we understand playoffs are a different animal.
Yep.
All of them picked the Knicks. I looked around at ballots to see, hey, is our guy J.B. Bickerstaff? Does anybody think this guy should win Coach of the Year? No, runner-up on ESPN and Yahoo. Well, what about Malik Beasley? Guy finished 1 3-pointer shy of the most in the NBA this season. Came off the bench. He's got to be Sixth Man of the Year, right?
You would think.
Nobody has put out that they think he should win Sixth Man of the Year. Cade Cunningham, he's on some All-NBA teams, but the same or lower than Jalen Brunson. And there's a healthy debate there, but nobody's putting Cade above Jalen Brunson. And it's across the board, right? This team does not get respect. Isaiah Thomas was on Restore the Floor with Stoney, and Isaiah spoke about this. This has gone on for years. You just got to zig when they zag because you're not going to get love in Detroit. But why? Why does this keep happening? Even though they're finally starting to win and they have a star and they're not doing it in a way that should deter you. You should be excited if you've watched this basketball team. Why doesn't the league embrace the Pistons more? And by the way, do you embrace this underdog role or do you resent it?
Well, so first, in terms of the underdog, I think you embrace it. You have to embrace it. You don't resent it. you use anything you can for motivation. And we hear that from athletes all the time. And so, yeah, you do absolutely embrace it. But in regards to, you know, Detroit never getting any love, and I know Isaiah was a superstar, but I don't think he ever got credit as being a superstar. Has Detroit, we've had some great players, but I don't know that Detroit has ever, they've obviously, you know, Michael Jordan played in Chicago, never had a Jordan, a LeBron, you know, and this is not me taking a shot at any of the players, but they've always, when they've won, they've done it as a great team. And Isaiah's right, they've done it differently. And I think there are a lot of people in the NBA, I don't know if it even goes back as far as the Bad Boys and, you know, how, you know, they didn't like it because it wasn't
pretty.
And then the going to work Pistons.
They did it also. Ugly, gritty,
right.
Team defense.
And now, this is why I think people, if you don't like the NBA, I'm with you. I stand with you. I agree with you. But the Pistons play different. And they
I think it's a good thing.
That's what I'm saying, is if you don't like the NBA, I get that. I don't either. But I like the Pistons because they play four quarters. We don't see load management. Every once in a while, maybe there's a guy that gets rest, but you don't see that on a, you know, weekly or nightly basis, not managing the roster just to get to the playoffs, where the NBA takes care of load management for you.
Yeah.
And it's they play defense, they are aggressive, confrontational at times.
That's a good word.
It bucks the trend of what the NBA wants to have.
But the way the Pistons as an organization have been treated doesn't match up with what they've accomplished. There's only five teams in the NBA that have won more championships than the Detroit Pistons. Do you feel like that's the perception around the franchise? The only franchises that have won more NBA titles are the Boston Celtics, the Los Angeles Lakers, the Golden State Warriors, Chicago Bulls, and San Antonio Spurs. I get it. Those are your royalty, right? Nobody else, though, has won more than the Pistons, and they don't get treated that way. Two different eras of champions. They're on the way back up, and you think this would be celebrated more, and instead it's like, the Knicks are going to dispatch him in 4, 5, 6.
Well, but here's the other thing is, and this is, again, part of the NBA problem, is certain guys get a chance to walk around without having to dribble the basketball. Certain guys, if you breathe on them, it's a foul.
Yeah.
They pick and choose who those guys are. And like it or not, that's part of why people have gone away from the NBA. It's part of why I've gone away from the NBA. We've talked about this throughout the course of the year. And JB, you know, stood at the podium, pouted on the podium, talking about this, where Cade Cunningham doesn't get the calls. They don't get the same respect. Some of that is they're the new guy on the block. They have been bad for so long that I think a lot of people, whether it's the postseason awards, are saying, okay, this is great. You know, hey, you know, Cade, you're going to be on an all-NBA team, but this is the first year.
So you might be second or third, where Brunson might be first or second.
Right, because he's done it before. All right, and it's we need to see if you can repeat this.
But Cade scores as many points, more rebounds, more assists. I get it, Brunson's a little more efficient, but I will defer to the head-to-heads.
I think a lot of it is just they've been here before. The Knicks, why are people picking the Knicks? Some of it's experience. I get that playoff experience, but they're going to disregard what happened in the regular season. Even when the Pistons weren't playing good, they could still beat the Knicks.
Exactly. But I'm looking at the list, and it's Bobby Marks, Knicks in 5, right? Mark Spears, Knicks in 6. I mean, some say Knicks in 7, so they're giving the Pistons the credit of competing in the series, but nobody is picking the Pistons to win this series.
Right, because they're saying they're the new guys on the block and they haven't earned the right to have our respect.
And JB hasn't earned the right to be coach of the year. Malik Beasley hasn't earned the right to be sixth man of the year. And Cade Cunningham's not in the MVP conversation, not in the first team conversation. And it just, I wonder, as you guys are inundated with this like we are, you care about our teams, do you look at that and say, good, I'll embrace the underdog role, Detroit versus everybody? Or does part of you resent this? Like, no, we're doing this the right way. We're playing the game the right way. We're an enjoyable watch in a league that doesn't have many of them. Celebrate us. appreciate us. Which camp are you in? 248-539-9797. And a bigger question is, why does this happen? And it may be because of what Isaiah said, because we've dared to go against the grain.
I'll rest on, I think a lot of the NBA right now is just saying, okay, prove it. Prove us wrong. And, you know, hey, Cade Cunningham, prove that you can do it for more than a year, that you can stay healthy for more than a year, that you could be this star for more than a year. Prove it to the entire organization that you are more of a 43 or 40 win team and you are on the ascent versus the 14 win team that you were last year.
Phone calls, ticket text, 248-539-9797. Want to tap into Pistons fans today. We're building up. A lot of talk ahead of the series with the Knicks. It's 97-1.
During the NBA play-in tournament, FanDuel is giving all new customers a shot at $250 in bonus bets. All you have to do is join FanDuel today and get started with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. From three-pointers to steals to assists, FanDuel has so many different ways and prop bets to bet your favorite players. Plus, after the game tips off, you don't have to stop betting. You can even combine live prop bets into same-game parlays for a chance to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to get in on all the NBA play-in tournament action. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Pistons have elevated their franchise. They're in the playoffs. I think they got a hell of a shot against the Knicks. We'll do season or series previews tomorrow. But even though they're improved, even though they're winning, I still don't think they're getting much love. You look around the award previews, they're not expected to get much, if any, hardware. No coach of the year for J.B. Bickerstaff. No sixth man of the year for Malik Beasley. Cade's going to get some love, but second or even third team All-NBA for a guy you can make a case should maybe be first team, but definitely second team. I'm sensing a theme here. The Pistons don't get any love. They're one of the winningest organizations in NBA history. Only five teams have won more championships.
It's been a long time.
They're resurrected, though. This is different. This is improvement. And 10 out of 10 ESPN experts all picked the Knicks. So I just wonder, when you guys see this stuff, do you embrace it and say, yeah, good, Detroit versus everybody, will be the underdog, just watch? Or is part of you resent this? That even though the team has won three championships, even though the team does have a hell of a coach and a superstar and they're winning, nobody seems to care or see it? And why does it happen? So let's knock out some phone calls. 248-539-9797. Kyle and Canton, good morning.
Morning, boys.
What's up?
I want to hit this. This all goes to my son, basketball savant in stats. So there's never been, and I'm repeating this, but there hasn't been a team in the playoffs with more than two of their players in the top 10 of minutes played within that season. Right now, in the top five of minutes played this season, you got Josh Hart at one, Mikal Bridges at three, and Anobi at five. And then you go down, and then you got Brunson at 15, and then Cat at 20. Their starting five play more minutes than any starting five ever in NBA history.
Wow.
I've been to five games this year. The only win that we've seen was when we blew out the Lakers at the beginning of the season. I do have tickets to 3, 4, and 6. My son thinks we're going to finish this at home in 4. I bought tickets to 6 because I think it might take one more. He does not feel that they are going to be able to compete with our bench. We got 20-year-olds on our bench. These guys are not 20, and they're playing the most minutes out of everybody.
So it's so interesting to see, because that's Tom Thibodeau to a T. I mean, he's someone who trusts his starters, plays his starters, runs them into the ground at times. Does it come back to bite you in the postseason? Teams always shorten the bench in the playoffs. These guys have carried a big load all season.
Yeah, and there's plenty of rest in between games.
Yeah.
I don't know that, I mean, save an injury, I don't know that that necessarily plays into it in the postseason.
It may hurt their ability to make a deep run.
Yeah, but both teams have had, a week off between the last game that they played and when they're actually going to play a playoff game?
But I think there's something to be said for like major minutes on your starters hurting your ability to go on a deep playoff run. It's, to your point, it shouldn't impact who wins this first round series, though. Let's get to Matt Nassell. Matt, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. So the last caller, he's brave, won it in four. It means they're going to win every game. I got Pistons in seven because I do, I think the Pistons will win, but the Knicks will put up a big fight. And you're right, Detroit, they don't get the love. And it's sad to see. But
why do you think it is, though?
Why
do you think that is?
Because they underrate our teams. Like, this was, 2 years ago, everyone underrated the Lions, and look what they did. They made it to the playoffs twice in a row. They're going to go this year. The Pistons, they underrated them this season. Look where they're at now in the playoffs.
Right. But I don't.
Like 2 years ago, they lost 17, 18 games in a row or something like that.
Oh, it was more than that. They lost 28 in a row.
But to a lot of people's defense, at the beginning of the season, no one was picking the Pistons to be in the playoffs.
Right, but now that they're here, it should be noticeable. It should be treated as such. And instead, I feel like we get treated like we're the Charlotte Hornets or we're the New Orleans Pelicans, and we're not.
Then go out and prove it. Win.
And I'm a big Pistons fan. Because I love NBA, but I'm an OG Spurs fan. Like when Bowen and Horry, Ginobili, Duncan, Parker, all of them were on a team. I watched them from 97 until 07. But I love the Pistons. I'm going to game three. I think they'll win it in seven games.
Appreciate the phone call, Matt.
So there's a belief out there the Pistons benefited from a bad East. And
so did the Knicks then.
Right. Everybody did, of course. But what I'm saying is the Pistons were the lowest of the beneficiaries in terms of where they sit in the standings. Orlando was injured. There's all these little things out there. The Heat traded Jimmy Butler. So that's part of they're not taking them as serious because of that.
Do you know what the Knicks record is against the top two teams?
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
0-8 against the Celtics and the Cavs. If anybody's inflated, it's the team that plays in the New York media market.
Right, but that's where the media is being unfair to some degree. They're not pointing out that the Knicks were beneficiary just like the Pistons.
Yeah, the hypocrisy of it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just, that is disrespectful to a degree. I would ask you this, though. If you buy into the Pistons being disrespected or the NBA is against them or they're not going to let them play the way they want to play, how in the world are they going to win a game seven in Madison Square Garden? it's like that's where I don't get. Like if it gets to that situation, that's where you're going to see it. If this is true.
So you got to do it in six if you're going to do it.
Well, either that or you're going to go do it and they're going to show that they're not being biased in terms of calls and all that stuff.
Well, you couldn't deny it at that point. If the Pistons went into Madison Square Garden in a game seven and Cade Cunningham had a Trae Young moment from a couple years ago when he took the Hawks to the Eastern Conference Finals, Cade has a moment in the playoffs in an elimination game at the Garden. I mean, that's what the stage is all about here. That's part of why you want to play the Knicks is because they can't deny it if you do it to them.
Yeah, and you do have to be somebody that can do it on the biggest stage. And that's where, until he does, he might get, third team all NBA where he should be second. And you just got to go out there and prove it in the biggest moments.
So that's why people who are on the fringe or don't want to watch this or they say they don't care, take all that stuff out and just realize we have a budding superstar. We have no clue how big the leaf is going to bud to, all right? But
Bloom, yeah.
Yeah, Bloom. Like, is he going to be a generational superstar? I don't know about that, but this is his. He's on the stage, and he's in the Garden. I don't know how you can stay away from watching that.
Yeah, Saturday night, game one, and he's had some big games. I think he had a triple-double at the Garden earlier this year, a 36-point game at Madison Square Garden in New York. Like, there is a chance for him, as much as the team, to gain a bunch of respect in this opening round
series. He could become a major storyline in the first round of the NBA playoffs nationally, and we're not caring here locally. It's very...
Well, this is a fair point. We fight this locally as much as I'm going to call out the national pundits for not giving us respect. We do fight that battle locally here with interest level in the Pistons. But I think I'm trying to take the fan goggles off. Malik Beasley should be the sixth man of the year.
Yeah, when you have numbers like that.
And JB Bickerstaff should be the head coach of the year.
taking the Pistons fandom out of it, I'm really trying to. It's historic, a 30-win turnaround. It's historic. This guy finished second in the NBA and made threes behind Ant Edwards, who was coming off the bench just to make sure he got it in the final game of the season. Malik Beasley helped transform this with the three-point shooting this team needed, and J.B. Bickerstaff is a huge reason. And I just feel like they're going to get their like token credit as like runner-up, or they'll write the article and they'll be in the conversation, but they're not going to get the hardware. And this is just a reinforced stereotype for 30, 40, 50 years with this organization. Even though they've won championships, we get treated like we're the Sacramento Kings or the Charlotte Hornets or the New Orleans Pelicans. And I just wonder why and how you feel about it. Because you may say, cool, I don't need their respect anyway. Or you might, it might bother you a little bit.
I think most people will say, that's fine. And use it as motivation. And we don't really care what anybody outside of Detroit has to say about our teams. Just go out there and win.
And one thing I do want to say, for 15 years, they have been the Charlotte Hornets and Sacramento Kings and the New Orleans Pelicans.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time. Got to earn that respect.
Things are changing slowly, albeit slowly.
They could take that first step on Saturday.
Phone calls, ticket texts, a lot of Pistons buzz this morning. We'll get some Tigers thoughts in. Dear John at 8:35 and Brad Holmes live from the podium at 9:02. It's 97.1.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Saraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Saraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.